So you want to be a real estate investor, but where do you start? How do you know what information and sources to trust? That's where I come in. I'm Johnny Catani, and this is the Investor Relations Real Estate Podcast. Hey guys, real quick, before we start, go to investwithcatani.com and download my free ebook, Is Commercial Real Estate Recession Proof? Now to today's show. What's up, guys? And welcome to another episode of the Investor Relations Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Catani, and I am joined today by Dave Spooner. Dave is a co-founder of Inago, a property management software designed to simplify life for small to mid-sized landlords. He has been involved in the real estate technology space since 2013, working to enhance the way landlords and tenants communicate. In addition to his expertise in content marketing, Dave utilizes his experience with entrepreneurship and management to help landlords achieve sustained success. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jonathan. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. Likewise. We're stoked to get into it today. Something we haven't talked too much about on this show. So looking forward to it, but take us back to the beginning. You know, what were you doing before you got into this and what led you to where you're at now?
Yeah. Like I think a lot of people in real estate, I came to it in kind of a roundabout way. I actually was at university and, I was about to graduate and I was actually going to go teach abroad in China. And I had some time before I was going to leave to find something to do, to fill my days. And somebody I knew was actually starting a real estate software company that was really focused on student housing. And I said, hey, I'd love to help you out. And I did. I started working with him. We worked for a few months and the China teaching thing actually fell through. It's a long story. There's some laws that changed. Not that important. But anyway, I couldn't go. All of a sudden, my whole like next 3 years of life were thrown into the fan. So I said, hey, let's stick this thing out. Let's keep going with it. And I invested a lot of my time and worked with him to try to build out this real estate platform. And ultimately we decided it wasn't a good fit, but I got a lot of exposure to landlords, especially small to mid-sized landlords. Kept hearing how interested they were in great property management tools and, decided with my now CTO and co-founder Yasser Drabu to build it for them. So after about 4 or 5 years of working in that student housing space, we started working on Inago. And a couple of years after that, I actually bought my first rental properties and I own about 8 units now. So I not only work on software to make life easier for landlords, I'm actually a landlord myself these days.
Awesome. I love it. And you mentioned off camera how important it is to be a landlord and understand property management before you can really go out and find, you know, good property management, which I really think is great perspective and certainly helps when you're building a software around it to actually be involved in it. So I love that you have your own portfolio as well as, of course, you know, real estate's a great investment.
Yeah.
Not that I'm biased or anything, but cool. Well, I love that. So let's kind of get into it. You know, what were some things that you identified or heard, I guess, from property managers, especially in that small to mid-sized range that, you know, a need that they had and you know, the solutions you guys are giving?
Yeah. So a lot of landlords that we spoke with, there were a few things that were identified. The barriers to entry, right? Like a lot of platforms that are out there, we call them legacy players. The software that's been around for a long time is expensive. It's designed for larger landlords. Like some of the great features they want to provide their tenants are a bit walled off from them. So they can't really access those. So they wanted something with a lower barrier to entry, maybe lower cost. In our case, we're free. Easier to get started on, more intuitive. A lot of the landlords that we work with are investing on the side, right? It's not their 9-to-5 gig. They work as an engineer. They work as, you know, a teacher, whatever it is. And they have a few hours a day or even a week to work on their management. So the software needs to be easily engaged with, right? Easy to pick up and start using. So that low barrier to entry was so, so critical, but to still offer a premier experience for both the tenants and the landlords. And we just kept hearing that there wasn't anything in the market that satisfied that, especially through kind of multiple growth stages for these landlords. Sure, maybe there was some software that was decent when you've got 3 or 4 units, but as soon as you had 10, it stops working or it doesn't work very well. And then you get to 10 units and you find some new software, and then you get to 30 and that doesn't really work for you. So we really wanted to build a platform that removed those barriers to entry and also would grow alongside you, that was flexible enough that you could use it at 1 unit or 100 units or even 2,000 units. That's our biggest landlords currently on Inago, but we'd go bigger too if we found some.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, 2,000 units, that's a lot. You know, I mean, certainly people have bigger portfolios, but they're few and far between. So
yeah,
that's incredible. So you really are all the way to enterprise, so to speak, in terms of landlords. And so what is it that allows for that, you know, whether you have three all the way up to 2,000?
Well, I think our focus has always been on creating, as I mentioned, those flexible tools. So tools that'll work in a variety of different ways. So like if you're a commercial landlord versus a residential landlord, many of the things that you do are essentially the same with some minor tweaks. So building those minor tweaks into the software, and that goes from scale as well. So like if you have just a handful of units versus a lot more. The other thing that we do is we really focus, we actually internally, we call ourselves tenant management software instead of property management software, because that's what we're hyper-focused on. We want to make that tenant-landlord relationship and experience a lot easier. So those 2,000 unit landlords that we work with, we're not their only system. I mean, we're not going to go into somebody and say, hey, we can replace, you know, Yardi or whatever it is, right? We're just not that. But we are a great addition to their existing structures, and we can smooth out a lot of the wrinkles that they have on that tenant relationship side. So if you have less than 100 units or even less than a few hundred units, Inago can provide everything you need. But as you get bigger, we've made it in a way that's flexible enough where you can just take the things that it does really great within your larger system and then augment that with, you know, your full fleet management software, whatever it is that you're using.
Awesome. I love that. And you kind of mentioned, you know, tenant management. So before we put the tenant lens on and kind of look at it from that standpoint, I am curious, what is your revenue model? You mentioned you were free.
Yeah. Yeah. And Inago's free to use. There's no cost whatsoever. We always get the, what's the catch? There is not a catch. We make money on a few different things in Inago. One, when a tenant pays online, we charge $2 for an ACH transaction and 2.75% for a credit or debit card transaction. The landlord can take those on if they want to, but by default, most landlords just keep those charges assigned to the tenant, kind of spread that out. We also, you can get screening reports through Inago. So you can have credit, criminal, and eviction history. If you want a credit, criminal, and eviction history on an applicant, the applicant pays for those reports and they're shared with you. So again, free for you, small fees, expected fees for the applicant. And then finally, we also offer landlords the ability to manage renter's insurance. So you can request it, you can require it, et cetera. The tenant can purchase it through Inago. They can get a quote and purchase it right through us, or they can upload a policy they purchased elsewhere. But if they do buy it through us, we make a commission on those. So we really try to do everything that we do. We try to make it a value add. So you're not just lighting $200 on fire a month to have access to our software. You're actually gaining some value from anything that you're using or engaging with. And typically the cost is actually placed on the tenant. So it's still free for you.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah. I worked for a software company for a while before I started Catani Capital Group called Divi. And they are expense management and they were free. And I remember, you know, I was on the sales side and a bit of a challenge when you present a free product. And of course, people want to know the catch and, you know, kind of building that value and, you know, still showing that it presents value and,
yeah,
you know, your revenue model doesn't need to be charging, you know, the user, I guess. So, love those revenue models. So let's put on the kind of tenant lens now. What does it look like on that side using it and making it easier on them?
Yeah. I think one of the things that's often forgotten with these kind of older property management systems is that, you know, they're trying to service the landlord, right? They're trying to service the property manager and they build this great software for them, but they kind of ignore the tenant. They're like, if we sign the landlord, the tenant's coming along with them, right? There's no question about that. But it's like Amazon pours billions of dollars into optimizing their shopping cart, right? You want that tenant experience. They're the ones paying you. They're the ones paying the rent. They're the ones paying the bill. You want to make it as easy as possible for them to do those things. Right. And if you adopt software that ignored that tenant side, it's going to make it harder for them to pay online. You're going to lose a lot of the value that you gain from using that property management software. So things like paying rent online, signing documents, submitting maintenance tickets, communicating back and forth with the landlord. These are all things that we put a real priority on from the tenant's perspective. So we've got a mobile app. It's optimized for web. It's you know, responsive design. So all different sizes, it looks great. It's really polished. It's really clean and clear. You know, we pay attention to button coloring so that things pop when you want them to click pay now, right? Or you want them to pay a certain way or whatever it is. All those things are taken into account to give those tenants that premier experience to ensure that they're working their way through that shopping cart and getting you your money right when you need it or right when you want it.
Awesome. I love that. So, so important. Of course, some people forget that, you know, on the other side of this business, if you're in, you know, multifamily space is a tenant, is another person who
right.
is living in your, you know, in your property. And, you know, while you're seeing it as a business, it's their residence, right? So it's important to provide, you know, a safe, clean, you know, good experience for them, you know, while they're a tenant. And as you, if you do that, then, you know, that's how you get those sticky tenants who stick around. So let's, you know, let's kind of look at it now from the investor standpoint. We're kind of talking off camera. What are some keys, you know, in property management and being a landlord that you see that are important and, you know, that that software and using software can really benefit?
Yeah. So I'll take it at two different angles. First, I'll address the investor side and then the actual property manager side, because I think both are important to investors. So as an investor, you know, if you're investing and you have a property management software or a property management company you're working with or an individual, you want to pay attention to the software that they're using for a wide variety of reasons. But even from your own selfish perspective, you want something that's going to give you access, right? So you want to be able to go in and see, okay, how am I doing this month? You don't want to just take your property manager's word for it. Okay. So you want to be able to go and see who's paid what, how many tickets are coming in, what types of maintenance tickets are coming in, are we leased up for next year, et cetera. You know, there's a ton of great property managers out there, but unfortunately there's probably more horror stories. So having that visibility, having that access is really critical. And there's a lot of software that offers that, but there's a lot of software that doesn't. So pay attention to that piece, make sure it's easy to get in for you. Now, from an evaluation standpoint, you also maybe want to be aware of what property management software your manager is using, because again, that's the experience that your tenants are going to have. So pay attention to things like what is the tenant portal looking like? How easy is it for the tenants to use? What kind of complaints are they getting? You know, one of my favorite stats to share is that in a survey, I think it was by the NMHC, I could be wrong on that, but it was one of the big you know, apartment or housing associations, investor associations. They did a survey and they found that 60% of tenants, of renters, said that their their top priority with their landlord was communication. It was the most important thing for them, which is a little bit unexpected. Conversely, only 18% of landlords and property managers said that they made communication a top priority. So there's a huge gulf between the expectations of the renter and the expectations and the, you know, what the landlords are trying to provide, and property managers too. So making sure that whatever software you're choosing makes that communication piece really easy, and again, offers that premier experience, is so critical for retaining, as you said, those sticky renters that you want to keep around, right? Because that's what they're looking for. So pay attention to the software. Don't just accept whatever they're using. Find out what they're using and make sure it's a good fit for kind of how you see your business.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really, really great perspective and super important, again, because, you know, especially now, right? If you're not utilizing a technology and it's not an up-to-date technology that's really right. with what's available in terms of the tools that we can implement, then, you know, you really need to question maybe their management style or their approach, 100%. I guess, to management. So with those, then, you know, what are some of the big communication things? Like, is there a chat in there? What have you set up for communication?
Well, the beauty is you want as much communication as possible to be automated, right? So you want it to happen without you lifting a finger. So a lot of the communication is automated, and with the mobile app and push notifications, it's going directly to their hand instead of, you know, languishing in their email inbox. It seems there's a generational shift where a lot of people don't check their emails, but I keep finding and hearing all the time. So people prefer text, they prefer notifications that go right to their phone. So enabling that kind of thing is really, really critical. And then also you want to just have the ability when you do have a one-off communication to be able to create that and send it off. And you can, of course, do that through Inago. You can manage that communication. It's going to keep a history of that record so you can see it. Okay, when did I tell them that, you know, they had rent overdue, or when did I reach out to them and give them their notice to quit, whatever it is, right? You want that record. We also offer the ability to create like templates. So let's say you have this nice long move-in packet. You want to establish rules early with your tenants, right? So you have this nice long move-in packet that explains all the rules of your apartment building and all the expectations and all that stuff. Well, you don't want to produce that every time and fire it off. You can create a template and send that off to them again and again. So it's really just a matter of trying to put these easy to access and easy to manage controls in place for your business, so you're not spending hours scrambling or trying to remember if you did something or whatever it may be. It's all right there at your fingertips.
Gosh, that's so nice. That ease of use and
right.
And automation, right? I guess that kind of really touches on what I was saying earlier, right? We have now, automation is such a huge thing. So if you're not using software and those automation tools, you know, and that's one thing, that's one reason I like self-storage, right? Because we're kind of getting to the automation side of things and reducing some of that friction that was there before. So what does the future look like for Inago and for you guys in terms of continuing to build and update the platform?
Well, we're always trying to build on the software. We like to think it's a great product currently, but it's certainly a product that is actively being built. So we're always adding new features. Actually, should be next week, which is the first week of June, we'll be launching a feature where tenants can report their payments to the credit bureaus to build their credit history, which is a great perk. We're always looking for things like that. So we have a lot of new cool communication tools that are coming out soon, even more automation, even more tagging, things like as you're typing up a message to your tenant, if it's clear that you're referencing a maintenance ticket, something will pop up on screen and say, hey, it looks like you're talking about a maintenance ticket. Do you want to create one? Click a button, and it'll take that text and build it for you. So again, little things that can just add quality of life for you as a landlord and for your tenants, we're always on the lookout for.
Wow, that's awesome. Man, you got to love technology. That's so cool that you can do that. So are you just constantly taking feedback? Is that where these things and these updates are coming from?
Yeah, the vast majority of our features have come directly from feedback from landlords. So we work really closely with our landlords. We offer full phone support and we assign every landlord their own direct contact within our customer support team. And we do that to give good customer support, of course. That's really important. But we also selfishly do it because we want to keep our ear to the ground, right? We want to know what's going on, what they're liking, what they're not liking, and to take that feedback. I mean, companies pay thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars for customer feedback. And we can get it directly by just having a nice relationship with our clients. So yeah, most of our features just come from our user base.
Awesome. I love that. And so kind of on a personal level, what does it look like for you as you move forward? Are you going to continue to invest and kind of build your portfolio as well?
Yeah, we're looking to maybe do our first 1031 exchange here soon. So we're excited to try that out. We're trying to add another couple properties this year if we can. Yeah, we definitely want to continue to invest and build out a portfolio.
Awesome. I love it. That's great. And sounds like a really incredible, really incredible tool. So, you know, this is kind of a tenant thing, you know, obviously with, you mentioned, you can kind of work alongside other programs. So, you know, as you're growing, what are some other things that come up that, you know, you may need that, you know, other software is implemented with, and how do you guys work so well alongside of those other platforms?
Yeah, it's a great question. We're actually trying to roll out another big thing that we're working on is APIs that you can actually connect it to a lot of other softwares. We do have some connections via API already. For example, we offer some accounting tools, but we're not a full-on accounting package. You know, you can do your P&L, you can do your expenses and income through us, but we're not a QuickBooks. So instead, we integrate with QuickBooks. You can tap into it through an API. We want to build a more open API system so you can really choose anything you want and connect it back into Inago. If some of your listeners are unfamiliar, API is basically just like the connection nodes of the internet, so you can attach two different programs to each other. They can communicate with one another. So we're trying to build that out later this year and release it so that people can really go crazy with what they want to connect us to, whether it's another property management software platform or like CRM or anything under the sun. So yeah, we're right now that the connections that we create are kind of hardwired, but we want to make it a little bit more open for folks when they need it.
Awesome. I love that. And from a software standpoint, what does that look like? You know, I know that was a big thing we were doing at Divi, but truth be told, that is a little over my head. So kind of explain what that looks like and how that works.
Well, it depends. So you can have like your API connections that require a programmer to come in and tie those things together, right? This would be, for example, we run our screening reports through TransUnion. Okay, one of the big three credit bureaus. And we have an API integration between our system and their system so that when you're using Inago, it's seamlessly communicating back and forth with TransUnion so that you never leave the Inago platform to get all the value you can get out of the TransUnion reports and everything, right? So something like that has to be connected by a programmer. There's also, when you have a little bit more infrastructure built around it, for example, like the QuickBooks integration, we've already set all those connections in place and you simply give us a key and a couple of little points of information and we can tie right into your QuickBooks account. There's a whole gulf in between, right? Where you can have like things that are more on the QuickBooks side, things that are more on the TransUnion side level of connection. It just depends on what you're connecting with and how it's going to be done. So if you're a larger landlord or investor and you have, you know, programmers on staff or can contract, you can really go crazy. Otherwise, you would just rely on us to provide some level of connection already there that makes it easy to hook up into another system.
Awesome. I love that so much. That's great. And extremely necessary, right? There's so many programs out there and it's important to get them to all work together.
Right.
You know, because again, you know, as you scale, you know, you guys want to be able to go along with them. And it's such an important thing right. to give that tenant experience. But ultimately, you know, as construction management then comes into play, you know, there's other tools we need to be able to integrate with. And that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm sold. So, so hopefully the listeners are as well. And, you know, we'll get some info here on how we can reach out to you. But before we do, I've got five questions I ask all of my guests. It's the final five. First question, best advice you've gotten from a mentor?
Best advice I've gotten from a mentor. That's a great question. I think relying on the people that you surround yourself with, right? Whether that's employees, other mentors, people that are above you, et cetera, really relying on those people to improve yourself and to allow you to go further is really critical, especially when you're first starting off with the startup, but when you're co-founding it, you really rely on yourself. It was me and one other guy working on it, right? And figuring out how to delegate, how to work with others, how to rely on other people and their expertise is so, so critical to growth.
Awesome. I love that. Such great perspective. What is it about your career that makes you feel like you're fulfilling your why?
I didn't seek out real estate specifically, right? So I'm always looking for a new and interesting challenge. And I think that so far I've really been able to do that. Every day is different. Every day is a unique question and challenge. And it's really fun to get to take on new things and learn new things at all times.
Awesome. I love that. And kind of along those lines, what has scaling been like in starting to kind of remove some of the many hats you're wearing and delegate?
Well, it was challenging. It's always challenging. I think it's always something that you got to continuously work on, but really focusing on employees and focusing on the talent that we're bringing in more than anything, right? Not expecting that whatever we're doing right now is going to work in 6 months with five new employees working on it, right? You got to bring in the right people and work with those people to train them up and really invest in them. So investing in employees, investing in training, investing in creating a really great team has been so critical to our scaling. And I would imagine we'll continue to be so moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a huge thing. Everybody kind of has to get on board with the mission and understand their role for sure. Favorite non-real estate or investment related book?
Like fiction or nonfiction?
Either.
Either one. Well, okay. I'm a sucker for Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I love sci-fi and it's so funny. I love that book. I'll give you a bonus one, a nonfiction. I really like Predictably Irrational, which is a behavioral economics book. It's great. I highly recommend it. It's so interesting. Lots of good stuff in there.
Yeah, I read that actually. I Bought it in the airport like 5 years ago.
Oh yeah.
And well, yeah, because I was just like, okay, this is interesting. And all of a sudden I was sucked in. That was a really fun book for sure.
Yeah.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Ooh. Let me think here. How about teleportation? I hate commuting.
Yeah, you got to. It's got to be some sort of travel thing, right? Teleportation, flying.
Yeah, yeah, flying's good, but you still got to fly. I guess if I'm really, really fast at flying, maybe I'd take that over teleportation. But
yeah, that's something I didn't even think about. What if you were slow, like you had the ability to fly, but it was really slow?
Like walking speed, right? Right. But you want that? I don't know. It's like a party trick at that point.
That's funny. Cool. Last one. Best way for people to get a hold of you and learn more.
Yeah. So we're on all the social platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera. I also, you can email me directly. It's really simple. It's just Dave, D-A-V-E at Inago.com. I love getting inquiries and questions. And you can go to our website, Inago.com.
Cool. Dave, thanks so much for all of your time and shedding some light on this awesome software.
Yeah, Jonathan, this is great. Thanks a bunch.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Listen, guys, I know it's cliche, but please don't forget to like, subscribe, please leave a review. Would love to know what you guys think of the episodes. And while you're here still listening, don't forget to go to investwithkatani.com and download my free ebook, Is Commercial Real Estate Recession Proof? Thanks so much.